The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 8 of season 1 of Ms. and Mrs. And I love this show so much. I know we say that about every episode on this entire series, but holy crap, I love this show.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if this show ever becomes like uber dramatic and like over the top, in a bad way, I will cry because it is so amazing the way it is right now. Please don't ever change it. And I don't think it can because that's not who Miss and Maurice are. They're just not very serious people, I feel like, you know?
No, they're not. No. If this gets serious, then they'll lose us. Right now, not serious. And it's the
not
best.
Not serious.
It's totally the best.
So, this, like, not a ton happens on these episodes, but the one thing that I loved is they dealt with the everyday problem and drama that is a neighborhood message board, which everybody's like, oh my God, that's the most mundane episode, like, ever. But you know what? Okay, no. So let me explain this. So this entire episode, they're dealing with an app that they have downloaded, which is called Nextdoor, in case anybody's wondering what it is. And the reason why I know this is because my neighborhood has it. I have it on my phone, and legit, what they're saying that people are posting, no joke, that is the kind of crap people post on these things. Like, it's the most inane, stupid crap you've ever seen. Everybody's spying on everybody else. Everybody's low-key talking smack on everybody else, me included. I've done it. And, like, it's if you want drama, sign up for one of these things. You will have all the drama you want in your life. And 50 billion people asking you for plumber recommendations because apparently nobody has Google. So that's what they're dealing with in this episode. That's part of it. The other part of it is our favorite person, Marjo, and the golf cart. The golf cart. So the episode starts out with Miz. He has his golf simulator in, like, basically an extra room off the family room in the house.
She gave him the room.
She told him verbatim that, you know, he could do whatever he wanted with it, even though, and for all the men potentially listening to this show, if your partner tells you, well, yeah, you can do whatever you want with this room, that's not the implied you can actually do whatever you want with the room. That's the, well, what do you think I should do with the room? That's what that response back should be, because, you know, she gave it to him thinking, oh, he would turn it into a playroom, or he would turn it into something else, or he'd turn it into a playroom for Monroe or something else. What does he do? He puts in a goddamn golf simulator. Well, golf simulators are not the most quiet things in the world. And what I mean by that is you're hitting a little plastic ball with a metal club that makes a lot of noise. When you're swinging the club, when you're hitting the ball, when the ball is hitting this screen that he's got up, like, the whole deal. The quietest thing about it is the projector. So Maurice comes down, and, you know, because the dogs are barking every time Miz hits a ball, they don't like the sound. So the dogs are barking, Miz is trying to hit the golf balls, and Maurice comes down and she's like, dude, there's a 5-month-old kid in the house. She's asleep. Can you not?
Can you not do a thing, please? Thank you.
So this is where they get into the, well, you gave me the room. You said I could do whatever I wanted with it. And she's like, okay, yes, but no.
It's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. So we get into that little thing. And so finally we end up with Miz shutting the doors to the room in an attempt to keep it quieter. But of course, the second he hits the ball, the dogs start barking and the baby wakes up and he gets yelled at.
Of course he does.
Of course he does, because it's the Miz. So we cut to the next day, and, well, they get a little housewarming gift from a neighbor who is undoubtedly being nosy as crap and curious, and so she, you know, rolls up in her little golf cart. This is a more to-do neighborhood. That's what people do in to-do neighborhoods. They have personal golf carts rather than driving their cars because it saves gas, right? It is a gated community in terms of the houses have gates, but also I'm sure the neighborhood has like a private access entrance, because I think he actually does live in a golf community.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
So, everybody has golf carts. But she rolls up and she brings them a pie as a housewarming gift, and she says, because she's checking everything out, she's highly curious. And so, they're like, oh, hey, yay! You know, and Miz is very gracious, and Maurice doesn't know what to do with it. Like, basically, the chick shows up, rings their buzzer, and they don't know who it is. They're not expecting anybody, but they let her in, and so it's like she's a neighbor, she's welcoming them to the neighborhood type thing. And so Maurice is like, I'm from Canada. We don't do this in Montreal. Like, people don't roll up to your house in a golf cart with pie and welcome you to the neighborhood. And Miz is like, welcome to the USA. More specifically, welcome to the South. That is a thing here.
It's a weird thing, but that's a thing.
It's a thing. You welcome your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You take them a housewarming gift, and it's not as prevalent as it used to be, but when people moved into neighborhood, especially with, like, neighborhood associations, people would go over, and they would introduce themselves and ring the doorbell and say, you know, hey, I'm your neighbor across the street or next door or whatever. And they bring you a little something, you know, generally is a good icebreaker, because it's like you walk up to someone and you hand them a pie and they're much more receptive than you're just ringing their doorbell and you're like, oh God, what do you want? So that's what that is. But Maurice doesn't know what to do with that, because again, that's not a custom in Canada that is regularly exercised. Sure, it happens, but they don't do a thing. They just don't do it there. So then they practice trying to do it.
Okay. Why they practice is because Miz called out Maurice for, that was so fake. It's a good thing you're a great actress, because that was so fake.
And she can't do it to save her soul. Like, she can't not be fake, because he keeps giving her shit. And so she's finally like, you know what? You do it. You show me how to do it. And so he proceeds to try and do the whole introduction and not be fake. And then she's like, are you hitting on me? I think you're hitting on me. Why are you hitting on me? You have a baby. And he's like, this is not going the way that I wanted this to go.
Nope.
Like, she just completely turns the tables on him, which was amazing. But part of this discussion with the neighbor is the golf cart, because they're very curious about it. And she's like, yeah, that's what everybody in the neighborhood does. We all have our own little golf carts rather than driving our cars around. So if we don't have to, like, if we just want to run around the neighborhood, you know, go to the clubhouse, whatever, we have our own golf cart, which, okay. All right, that's fair. Rather than, you know, if you just want to run down the street or you need to run something down the street and you don't want to get your car out. Okay, a golf cart. Yeah, that works. That makes sense. And again, and this is going to tell you where I live. I live in an area where that is a thing. I know people that do that. I don't do that because I do not have the income level to do that, but I do know people that do that. That tells you everything you need to know about where I live right there. So, not wanting to be outdone or, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, Miz does what he always does, which is he procures a golf cart. But no, it's not just any golf cart. No, we can't do that. No, this is the Miz. This is the It couple, the It family. They have to have the It golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
He rolls up in this pimped out black and white golf cart with awesome stickers all over it. It has rims. It has everything you could possibly want on it. Essentially, it was like one pickaxe away from being a Fortnite ATK.
Yep.
Legit. It could have been a skin, for all we know.
It was great. It was great.
It was amazing. But he comes driving up. He's in his full ring gear.
Well, the ring jacket, yeah.
His ring jacket. At the very least, his ring jacket. Marjo says he looks like an asshole.
And then he calls her an asshole.
And they start getting into it. So he tells Maurice, go put your stuff on and we'll walk around as marmots.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll ride around. We'll cruise around the neighborhood dressed up in our outfits. And so she runs inside and Miz is like, well, why don't you take the golf cart for a spin? Like, you know, just get in and try to drive it. Because we find out Marjo has no driver's license.
Makes sense.
Makes complete sense. So this is a way for her to kind of get around. She can run around the area and not have to necessarily get pulled over by the police. She can just sort of zip around the neighborhood in the golf cart. Because you don't need a driver's license, I don't think, to drive a golf cart. Although I'm sure you do.
Probably need something.
You probably need something. But, you know, as long as you're obeying traffic laws, I don't think anybody's going to say anything to you. So she gets in the golf cart and she's in a sundress. And she gets in the golf cart and Miz is standing there and she's trying to back the thing up. And Miz is like, Marjo, close your legs. And then she starts giving him shit about you know, the fact that she's wearing black underwear. And he's like, all I saw was a black something down there. I didn't know if that was your underwear or what else that was. And she's like, I'm 65. It all falls out. It all falls out when you're 65, referring to her hair down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't need to know this. I don't want to know this.
But now you do. Now we all know it.
Now we all know it. So thank you, Margot, for letting us know that it all falls out at 65. Ladies, you don't have to wax anymore. Look at it that way. So Maurice comes running out. She's in her ring jacket. They play her entrance music on the show, which I love her theme. So sad it doesn't really get used anymore, but I love her theme. But yeah, so they all hop on the golf cart together and they're cruising around the neighborhood in their ring gear. They're having a good time. She's hanging out at the side of the golf cart. They're waving to people and they're just having fun. So post drive, they get invited onto the infamous app, which is Nextdoor. If you know what it is, you hate it or you love it. If you don't know what it is, stay away from it. It is worse than a black hole. That's all I'm going to tell you. You will get so many notifications, it will hurt your brain. Like, legit, the amount of notifications that they get is about right. Because it's if your community is very, very active, you get, like, everything. If they're not so active, it's not that bad. My neighborhood is fairly active, so it's kind of annoying. Turn that off. Don't have to worry about it. So anyway, they're looking at this app and they notice that somebody's made a post about them and that there are celebrities in the neighborhood and, you know, they're talking about who they are and there are comments that they're snobby, that Maurice is, you know, very cold and that they think, you know, that they're better than everybody else and they're confused. And Ms. and Maurice basically say, you know, they're confusing us with our characters because that's what we play on TV. That's who we are on TV. You know, Maurice is like, I'm a bitch on TV. That's what I do, but that's not who we are in real life.
Right. We're fun, wholesome people. We're good people.
Yeah, we're nice people. So it's like, you know, okay, well, we just have to kill them with kindness. That's all we have to do.
So bake them a pie. Wait, no.
No, they're not pie people. So they continue on this app where people are complaining about the noise from the dogs. Somebody gets a shot of Marjo, you know, not cleaning up the dog poop out of somebody's yard. And that's when Ms. and Maurice go out to clean up the poop. And Maurice just grabs it and throws it in the trash can of the neighbor. And Miz is like, no, 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 we can't do that. It's going to smell awful. So he goes and fishes the poop out of the trash can so they can confront Marjo with it. But the problem is the neighbor, like, catches them essentially doing that and gets a picture of them doing it. But yeah, people are making all these nasty comments about them and stuff this whole time. And they're just like, God damn it. So they do confront Marjo about the dog poop. And, you know, in typical life fashion, it turns into a comedic moment because Miz accidentally smacks Maurice in the face with the bag of dog poop.
I was like, oh, Miz, you're gonna get beaten later.
Yeah, she's like, smack me in the face again with that. Come on, do it. Hit me again with that. Find out what happens.
See what happens next, right?
Yeah, and he's like, no, didn't mean to. Didn't mean to. Swear to God. So Marjo tries to give an excuse. They call her out on her BS. And basically the end result is Miz, quote unquote, puts his foot down and takes away Marjo's golf cart privileges, saying she can't drive or she can't use the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give her a motorized little like Hot Wheels car to get around in as a joke, which she almost makes it up the driveway in it. But the problem is it has no brakes. So that's the problem. So they're trying to figure out a way to basically ingratiate themselves with their neighbors. Because like I said, the app is in the background the whole time. People are calling them stupid wrestlers. They're calling them snobbish. They're insulting them. They're talking all this smack, essentially. And so they want to figure out a way that they can sort of ingratiate themselves and show everybody that who they are on TV is not who they are in real life. And so they're trying to come up with a way, and it's like, well, should we bake everybody a pie? And Maurice is like, no, we can buy everybody a pie, but we're not going to bake everybody a pie.
Because
I imagine it's a big neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a big neighborhood, and they're not pie people.
Yeah, and they're not pie people. So they come up with something that only they can do, which is, why don't we get our action figures, like a whole bunch of our action figures, and some posters, and we can autograph them and pass them out to their neighbors, and they can write little messages on them and, you know, all this other thing. So that way it's like, hey, you know, this is us. This is who we are. You know, we're very happy to be in the neighborhood. We feel super welcome, that kind of thing. And so that's what they do. They get a whole bunch of stuff, they autograph it, and they pass it out to their neighbors, and it's a big hit.
Somewhat.
I mean, some people were like, this was really cool. Other people were calling them self-obsessed celebrities. And then the best comment of all, for a couple of assholes, they aren't bad.
They aren't quite bad, yeah.
They aren't quite bad. They're actually kind of decent. So they're like, okay, All right, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Plant, you know, it worked.
Yeah.
So then we get back to the bone of contention from the beginning of the episode, the golf simulator. So after they celebrate their win with the action figures, Miz pulls out a driver and he's like, hey, honey, look what I got you. And she's like, what is that? And he's like, well, this is, you know, for the golf simulator. It's right-handed. So, you know, you and I can play together and we can do the thing together. And she's just like, oh, God, why? Why did you do this to me? And so he throws open the doors to what we think is the golf simulator room. And in reality, it's a playroom for Monroe.
Very sweet.
It's a very sweet gesture, but it's also really sweet. Sweet playroom. He has custom painted murals of a jungle and the sea in there. It's got this really cool floor that's padded so she can play on it. It's full of toys. He's had it all done up for Monroe so she can play in there. Maurice is very, very touched. She's trying not to cry, but she's really happy that he's done this. And then, of course, one of the dogs pees on the floor.
Yeah, Pumpkin peed right away on the floor.
You know, 5 seconds in, Pumpkin pees on the floor.
Yeah, like not even, yeah.
So, and he's like, this is my life. FML, this is my life. So they're all celebrating, they're happy. And meanwhile, Marjo sort of like skulks off. Cameras are following her. We watch her, and she, you know, basically tells them, hey, I want to go to the store. And they're like, okay, all right. Because they're getting ready to hang a picture in the house after they've revealed the playroom. And she's like, I want to go to the store. And Miz is like, okay, all right, well, when we get done what we're doing, I'll take you to the store because they have to drive her everywhere now. Well, Marjo doesn't want to wait for them to do their thing. So what does she do? She steals the golf cart. She doesn't realize it's plugged in charging. She rips the cord directly out of the wall, which takes down some shelves in the garage, which brings them running. And Marjo was already halfway up the driveway with the golf cart. And they're like, no, no, you can't, you know, I took away your privileges. No. And Marjo basically turns around, flips Miz the bird and drives off. Marjo is my hero. Can I just say that? Like, I want to be Marjo at 65. She just does not care.
She gives
at all.
She gives no Fs.
No Fs given there. None whatsoever. She's just like, whatever.
I'm going to do what I want when I want.
I'm going to do what I want when I want to do it, and that's it. Like, I hope to God I'm like Marjo when I'm 65. That's all I say, because damn, she's my hero. But yeah, so that ends episode 2 of Miz and Mrs. I love how easy this show is to watch.
Yeah, it does. It's a very easy show to watch. It's 20 minutes long. It's moving. It moves quick. There's no downtime. It's action at all times. So it always, you can't look away. It keeps you glued the entire time.
But what I like about it is it's like the drama on the show is manufactured, right? Like there's a certain level of drama that is manufactured for the show because otherwise there wouldn't be a show. But what it is it's fairly everyday life problems, right? Like he's got a golf simulator in the house. He's making a lot of noise. He's driving her nuts. They have to figure that out. You know, they're having issues with their neighbors, which you really never see, you know, like reality stars have, right? Because they're always, you know, it's always sort of taken care of where it's like, you know, here's the money type thing, go away. So the fact that, you know, you see them having issues with their neighbors, you see, you know, them having issues with Marjo where it's like, you know, she wants to go to the store and she takes the golf cart or she doesn't pick up the dog poop or stuff like that. You know, it's just like it's mundane, everyday stuff that we all go through, but you never really see reality stars have to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's always some, you know, it's like on Total Bellas, they're always doing some exotic vacation or they're always traveling or they're always, you know, working or they're always doing something this and doing something that. And there's no, like the most, I think, mundane thing that happens on the show is Bree missing her daughter, which is a big thing. But it's like, that's the most normal life situation that's on that show.
This show is very relatable with the problems they have and the drama that occurs. It's very relatable. It's very funny. And it continues to be the greatest show on television today.
May it run for 20 years. May we all see Monroe Sky graduate from high school with this show, because goddamn, that would make me so happy.
It'd be great.
But yeah, this has to be applauded. And we have good news about the show, because we may get there, because it already got renewed for season 2.
Yeah, and the season 1 premiere didn't even happen.
Yeah, the season 1 premiere hasn't even happened. Like, there's so much buzz about the show, there's so many positive reviews about the show right now, that it's already been renewed.
Yeah, after, I shouldn't say season 1 premiere, the second half of the season didn't even premiere yet, and they've already been picked up, so that's perfect, it's great, it's awesome.
It's a wonderful sign for them, so they should be congratulated. But yeah, y'all should check it out. because next week is episode 3. I'm sure it'll be every bit as entertaining as episode 1 and 2. Definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, so that'll do it for the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 1, episode, I guess technically 8, 2 on the spring season, I guess is the best way to...
It's season 1, episode 8.
To describe it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Rack Radio Show. We're live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the fine programming on wildtalkradio.com. It's at wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, twitch.tv/WTLive, and always use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWARD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. Like you said, this has been the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, and we will be back next week with episode 9. Till then, bye!